Good evening. It's a couple of minutes to 9 p.m. and I'm currently in Ripon Marketplace. Oh, toot toot. And we're waiting for the horn blower to come along to blow his horn and tell us what's going on. A few people gathered around now. It's not too cold tonight. A little bit overcast. Hello.
We're all waiting for the man in question, aren't we?
Yeah.
Are you local?
No.
No. And you heard about it as well.
We're visiting, yes.
Visiting, yeah.
Well, apparently I came to see him a long, long time ago. But
indeed. I called these two friends from Taiwan.
Yes, I'm from Taiwan.
You've come a long way to see him then.
Yes.
But it gives so much pleasure to people. It does, really. It's a labour of love, this. You know, he does it for next to nothing, and it comes out every day virtually outside, and winter, summer, you know.
How long it's gone on, isn't it, really?
It has, you're quite right, yeah. But I was just telling my friends that I've also brought people from literally all over the world here to see. And it's been.
He gives me a chance that you saw the traditional activity.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. Go back centuries. This. And that's the house. The mansion house. Is it the mansion house?
What it's called?
No. It's certainly the. Yeah, it's the main sort of local government building, I would say. Would I be right in saying that?
Town hall, maybe?
Town hall, that's right. Town hall. Because we're from York and we have a mansion house.
All right,
which
yeah.
I think there's only three in England.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's only three in England. Yes, more people coming. Here we are. Ah, good. I'm glad he's got. He deserves people coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not terribly well advertised.
And he does it free, he doesn't charge you. Everybody can look. Yes. Sometimes in summertime people are following him all the way around.
Quite a few people gathering.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Spread out.
Yeah. Oh, here he is, look. Here he is. Here you are. Doris. Here he is in his tricorn hat. And he's got a large horn. Here we go. And he's walking round the monument in the marketplace, wearing a black tricorn hat. Here we go, he's going to blow again. He's carrying a large brass horn, and he's wearing a long coat with a red felt collar and cuffs and white gloves. Black dress trousers and black leather shoes. Here we go. So he's walking to each corner. Smart chap. Doffing his hat and bowing as a salute.
Hello.
Good evening.
Would you like to hear a bit of history?
Yes, please.
Come along then, please. Right, that was a ceremony known as setting the watch, and it's taking place every night, without a miss, for 1128 years. Not me all the time, sweetheart. There's been two more before me. Thank you for turning out to see us. It is appreciated. Now, I know where some of you are from, but so you all get to know one another, just announce where you're from when I ask you. You can get some pleasant surprises and a few disappointments. Good evening, sir. What brings you out tonight?
I have the pleasure of bringing my two friends from Thailand. Yeah. And I've come a long way to see you.
Right. So nice to see you.
From Thailand.
Yes. And I stay with this gentleman.
Yes.
Where we get the bill, you're in Yorkshire now, and we don't give out away for nothing. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
Tell them where you're from.
Hello, I'm from St. Helens in Merseyside now. Yes.
I knew we'd get some disappointments. We've got a Lancashire folk here. We're going to have to do something about that M62.
I'm not from there originally, though.
Where are you staying while you're here?
I'm staying in Bishop Monkton.
Right. Why aren't you staying in Ripon?
Because we couldn't get in.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening. Good evening, Clive.
And,
sorry. Where are you from?
I'm from Ripon.
I know, all the good-looking lads from Ripon, aren't they? Yeah. What brings you out tonight? School holidays, you can stay up late, can't you?
And also because my dad and my mum said that they secretly spoke to one another and they said, how about we go to the home? So.
Yeah, what a good idea.
Very good.
What about you, sir?
Originally from Northumberland, but I live in Wiltshire.
What about you folks?
We're from York.
Not far away.
York. Right, so you've come to the jewel in the crown, have you?
We come from the jewel.
Oh, no, let's not start arguing about it. I had a lovely visitor a couple of weeks ago from the Guild of Freemen of York.
Oh, yes.
Guild spelt with a U, no I.
No, that's right. An I with no U. That's right.
Yes.
G-I-L-D. Yes.
That's right, yes. Special very York. Nice lady. Because I understand that you're Freeman, some of the titles are hereditary, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Mind you, you have to have lived in York for a long time to be a Freeman. Yes. And you have to have a father who was, or
that's
a mother
right.
who was, to get to be eligible.
Very nice lady, yes.
Yes.
What about you?
I live in Ripon now. I live from Germany.
From Germany? Lovely country. What owners in Deutschland?
Mainz.
A lovely country. Spent a long time there, holiday and work. Lovely people. Yeah. Down the Mosel Valley and the Schwarzwald and Constance, the romantic strata. Yeah. There we are. Right. Setting the watch dates back to the year 886. Now that was Saxon times in this country and it was troubled times. Because the Vikings are raiding down the east coast, they were coming inland, they came up the rivers, they got as far inland as York and beyond, and down south went up the Thames and took over what is now London. And the thieves, rogues and vagabonds were having a field day, taking advantage of the unsettled situation. But a great king came to the throne, Alfred the Great. What was he famous for?
Benny Cakes.
Burn the case, but that's another story, because apart from that, he was a great man in many other ways, and above all else, he was a great warrior. He actually came to the throne after losing his three brothers and his father, fighting the Vikings. He was intent on victory. In 886, at the age of 37, he recaptured what is now London. He turned the tide against the Vikings. He made his way up country, drumming up support, giving people confidence, giving Lancashire a wide berth on the way up, and he arrived in Ripon. He arrived in Ripon, and like everyone else that comes to Ripon, he thought, what a wonderful place. You can understand it. He says, this is a lot better than York. He did. And apart from that, he got a great deal of support from the local population in his fight against the Vikings. And as a reward, he said, I'm going to grant this wonderful community a royal charter. Now, it was a spontaneous decision. It was simple times. He didn't have the usual parchment scroll with a lot of fancy writing unprepared. After a great deal of thought, the only thing he could leave them as a symbol of that charter was a horn. not this one, but he gave them a horn. He said, that is your royal charter. You must treasure it and look after it forever. And the city did. It's in safekeeping in the town hall. Then he went on to say, we've got a wonderful settlement here, but you could lose everything. Because the Vikings are still around. The thieves, rogues and vagabonds are still active. They'll steal everything you've got. You must be vigilant. Why don't you appoint yourself a wakeman? Now, a wakeman is someone who stays awake during the hours of darkness and patrols the city, keeping a watchful eye while other people sleep safely in the beds. So they appointed a wakeman. And they further decided the wakeman could put the horn to good use. He would sound the horn at the four corners of the market cross exactly at 9 o'clock each evening, regardless of what the town hall clock says, because that's never right. That would be to let the people know the watch was set, he was now on patrol, and they could retreat to the homes knowing full well he was out there keeping a watchful eye all night. Not being missed, not for one night, in 1128 years. That's where my wife thinks I'm all night long. Is anybody walking you home? I think you're not interested, all right. Now that situation prevailed almost unchanged throughout the centuries to 1604, when a second charter was granted to the city by James I. And this time it was a written charter. And it was decided that things should become more democratic in Ripon, because the wakeman of the day become far too powerful. He was actually elected by and from the 15 most powerful men in the city. No one else had a say, and once elected for a one-year term of office, he simply appointed the other 14 as his constables. And between them, they made up laws to suit themselves. They ruled the city with a rod of iron, and they dished out justice as they saw fit, including lashing on the square where we're now standing. And I'm thinking of bringing them back some nights, I'll tell you. But the granting of the second charter, out went the wakeman, and they elected the first mayor by vote by all the people, and the mayor in turn employed a hornblower to carry a setting the watch on his behalf. And that's how it is today. I work for the mayor of the day. And the first mayor of 1604 was a man called Hugh Ripley. And they lived in that house at the corner there with the four bay windows and the pointed roof. Did you notice when it sounded the last note? I faced that house, I raised my hat and bowed my head. There's a reason for that. Because it is said, if the horn is not sounded to his satisfaction at 9 o'clock, his ghostly face will appear in that attic window. And all kinds of strange and terrible things will happen to the city. We'll be visited by people from Wiltshire and York and places like that. And on a bad night, Lancashire. Now, Hugh Ripley been awakened in his time, but he didn't trust his hornblower. They put another rule in place. That when the hornblower is setting the watch at the market cross, he must then find the mayor of the day, wherever he is in the city, and stand in front of him, and report him that he's done his duty by sounding the horn three times, raising his hat and bowing his head and shouting out the words, Mr. Mayor, the watch is set. And that's where I'm going now when I finish speaking to you people. If he's at home, I drive out to his house, I stand outside his front door, I sound the horn loudly three times, and the neighbours simply love it. I'm going to call a poor night. Reasonable night is when he's in the town hall, it's just a short walk. The best nights, of course, are when he's in a pub. Because I can start at the unicorn and work my way through the town. And I hope next year they'll elect somebody that gets out more. Seeing inside a lot of churches this year so far. Right. Any questions?
Just congratulations for what you're doing. It's wonderful.
Oh, well, don't go just yet. I might have a little present for you. When I took on the job, I decided the vast amount of money they paid me would find its way to charity, but some would be spent to would be kept to spend on a token of appreciation to nice people, and some of you qualify. Not right sure about the language. I haven't enough to go around, but I designed what they call the hornblower's lucky wooden penny. I didn't know what I was unleashing on the world. They do actually work. I get letters and emails from all over the world from people whose luck has changed for the better in regard to health, wealth and happiness. People going into hospitals, students sitting their exams, people with private and personal problems actually knock on my door now for them. Certain television stars will not go on set without a hornblower lucky wooden penny. The lads at the Royal Engineer Regiment take them with them to keep them safe. I've given 27,000 out. I can't get them made fast enough, they're just about in every city, in every country in the world. Just promise me one thing. If you get one of these tonight and you win the lottery on Saturday, you know where I'm at. Right, now there you are.
Oh, well done.
Now that is to pass all your exams at school. Be right successful in life, then your big sister will live in luxury. There you are. Smile. Where's this little fella?
Lovely.
There you are.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. Well done. Well done.
Do you know?
Bravo.
That's worth a million.
Bravo. Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
Well, there you are, sweetheart.
Thank you very much.
If you'd had one of them all those years ago, you'd have married a Yorkshireman. So long. See if we've got some more in this pocket.
There you go.
I heard. I'll tell you. Oh, yeah.
No, that is a story to write. Yeah. Thank you, yeah.
So
Chief,
nice
today.
To see you. Enjoy the rest of your stay. What will you like to see?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Well done.
Very good.
Well done. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
And you'll look after yourself.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Does anybody want a photo cuddling me?
Go on then. Right. Go on, please. Okay. Please go and get a photograph.
Yeah.
Both okay, chin up, remember. Chin up.
That'll be great for your sponsors.
Yeah.
If you stand either side, both of you, yeah?
Very good.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Yeah, of course. You good?
Okay. You get a lot to write tomorrow, haven't you?
It's okay.
Great, take another look, it might not come out.
You can have one.
Oh, yeah.
You only could have taken.
Probably not. Yeah.
I'm
going
to choose one with the girl.
Sorry,
to him.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right, I'm full of trouble.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, thank you.
Next one.
Go on.
Come on. Tomorrow.
Well done, tomorrow. Chin up. Chin up. Chin up. Chin up, smile.
Oh wow, Tamara, your mum is gonna love that.
Excellent.
Both of you? Yeah? Go on, one of each side.
Your dad's such a great guy, I think he'd have done all right in the Air Force.
Thank you very
once
much.
Once again, Mr. Finkers, thank you very much today for giving me so much pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you ever so much. That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Wow.
Bye-bye.
Cheerio now. Safe home. Wow.
I never seen him give my thoughts.
Really?
Honest.
pretty heavy stuff, that, isn't it?
I'm telling you, Tamara was absolutely smitten by it when Tamara and I went, don't you? And look, we've got a full tube.
I think that was quite a special thing, that.
That is a special thing.
When there's a little thing inside, a little...
Yeah, don't take it out the package. It's a Ziploc thing, you can't. There's the story with it as well.
Yeah, so we're looking at a little piece of wood, which is the size of an old penny. And on it is the, it says, the Rip and Horn Blower Lucky Wooden Penny.
Yeah.
With an image of the horn and...
And then there's a story.
Yeah, and there's a little story inside.
Great for you girls to write about this for holiday.
Actually, it says on the reverse... I tell you what, tomorrow... I tell you what, I can guarantee you that none of the people you will ever meet will get this.
You have to treasure that, honestly. That is the first time I ever seen him so proud.
First of all, because probably will hurt also falls below.
Yeah, but there's more hornblowers around UK.
Yeah, well, they were the old town criers, weren't they? I know, but I think he's different from a town crier, you see, because there's a specific role for him. Town criers back in the 15, 16, 17, 1800s, they used to broadcast the news on the hour.
But he does it every night.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's two of them, like if one is on holiday.
Yeah.
Honest to God, every single night, regardless.